kids read. They want to control what type of toilet you put into your house. They want to control whether or not you drive an electric car or a gas-fueled car or a car or a truck. They want to control every aspect of your life. That's the Democrat platform. But when it comes to the climate, they can't control it. It's called Mother Nature. It's called a higher power than themselves. And that really drives them crazy. So that's why they said, oh, well, if we make up something and pay a whole bunch of scientists to scare people into submission, this is a good idea, and then we can tax them into submission, too. Well, I've never really understood how much tax it's going to take in order for the globe to stop warming or the climate to stop changing. No one has told me that. But according to the Build Back Better Act, it's going to cost us trillions of dollars in order to stop this quote-unquote climate change.
You noticed just in the last couple of days, we've got the governor going out around the state and giving away free money. We went on that listening tour a couple of weeks ago. Is that what happens when you're a governor and you're an endangered species? Gavin Newsom did the same thing. You just give away money. Is that the modus operandi?
Well, that is certainly what it seems like, and we'll find out where all this, you know, money goes as far as the top 10 contenders are concerned, or the top contenders are concerned. He's just basically paying off in order to get some votes. But the Democrat governor, Steve Sisolak, is also very vulnerable, much like the Democratic senator, the first Latina, Catherine Cortez Masto. They're both very vulnerable. The latest poll shows Sisolak down against both Dean Heller and Joe Lombardo. And so it's really anyone's game. I don't know if you saw the Heritage report today, but with all of the new laws that the Democrats enacted related to voting laws, you know, ballot harvesting, same-day voting registration, you know, no voter ID, of course, Nevada ranks nearly dead last in the country for voter integrity. So this is, again, how the Democrats might skate by with a 2% win, which is usually the average win of Democrats locally in a national elections here in Nevada. They always seem to win by 2%. It's always between 2 and 4%, which I think is a complete statistical anomaly, and I would say that that's probably phantom voters, which we are now seeing in record numbers in Wisconsin, and we are also seeing record numbers uncovered in Arizona.
Got to ask you a final question. Mark Meadows is going to be put up on contempt of Congress. They're going to be voting on that soon in the House of Representatives. How much trouble is he in? Will he do any time?
No, he's not going to do any time. And the fact that Liz Cheney read his text out loud, and by the way, these texts were not garnered by a subpoena, which should cause everybody concern. These texts really exonerated the Trump family, Donald Trump, and Mark Meadows, whereby the Trump family and Mark Meadows and Donald Trump himself admitted that things were getting out of control and that, you know, he asked people to go home. I don't see how that's an insurrection.
Yeah. It's incredible what we are seeing in this January 6th commission. We'll see more, I'm sure. I know we'll talk again next week. Thank you so much, Megan. Always good. And if folks want to find you, they want to see what you're writing about, where do they go?
TheNevadaGlobe.com and ReaganBabe.com. And happy belated birthday, Kevin.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. You are too good. You are too good. Megan, thank you. We'll talk again next week, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Megan Barth, Reagan Babe. Yeah, I celebrated another birthday over the weekend. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Coming up on 12:31 as we check out our traffic cams here on kind of a cloudy, sprinkly Tuesday afternoon. Watch out for a disabled semi-tractor trailer on the beltway there in Henderson, 215 eastbound at Gibson. The center lane is blocked there. Otherwise, moderate flows there on the beltway, 215 west at Valley Verde, eastbound 215 at Decatur. Only two lanes are available on the 515 between Main Street and Eastern. That bridge reconstruction work will continue well into 2022. It's pretty much touch and go there, 15 South at Spring Mountain, and road work on 15 South between Flamingo and Tropicana. That begins at 9 p.m.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Second and goal, 9:50 on the third quarter clock. Rams looking to make it a two-score lead. Sprint right, throw right. It is low and caught! Cooper Kupp has it! Touchdown, L.A. from the four, a keyhole shot from Matthew Stafford.
The action on the Rams radio network, 30-23, the win over the Cardinals last night. That tightens the race in the NFC West. The Cardinals 10-3 on top of the division. The Rams now right behind them at 9-4. LA with wins in two straight. Three touchdown passes for Matthew Stafford, 23-30 passing, 287 yards. On the other side, Kyler Murray, 32-49 for 383 yards. No touchdowns, two interceptions. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Shop 40 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. This week only. Plus, new deals on outerwear and sweats. Save through December 15th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction time slows way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Americans for Prosperity. I want you to hear Mark Meadows. They are debating right now in the House of Representatives. You don't see this very often, where you see a bunch of people getting up and making speeches. You see it more in the Senate than you do in the House. But it's interesting. Mark Meadows, former Trump chief of staff, and his reaction to the House January 6th committee contempt of Congress resolution, which, by the way, is going to be voted on probably during our show. So we'll keep you abreast of what's going on there. But this was Mark Meadows last night on Newsmax.
The committee has voted to recommend that you be charged with contempt of Congress. It was a 9-0 vote. We're going to listen to the fake Republican Adam Kinzinger here. Go ahead.
Mark Meadows has committed a crime, in this case, a premeditated one. He thought carefully about his actions and actively chose to stonewall, which you can clearly see in his back and forth with the Select Committee. Mark Meadows' actions demonstrate his contempt for Congress, for the Select Committee, for his former colleagues, and for the integrity of the democratic process.
All right, so a lot of conservative media runs away from this story. We're not afraid of it here. I think it's a grossly over-exaggerated story, but I also think it was a very bad day for this country. I don't think it's anywhere near what the Democrats think it was. They've got reports of text messages, they say, that you gave them that show Fox hosts saying, hey, you know, you got to get this under control. Trump needs to say something. Don Jr. saying something. What's your response to all this tonight?
Yeah, obviously, it's not a surprising decision by the committee. You know, we really need to look at what it's all about. They have nothing to run on. They want to talk about Build Back Busted. And yet what they've done is had a contempt vote. We've tried very hard in a very transparent and accommodating way to share non-privileged information.
Right.
And what we found out tonight is that not only did that just get disregarded, but then they tried to weaponize text message, selectively leak them to put out a narrative that, quite frankly, that the president didn't act. And I can tell you, this is the president did act. This is all about, you know, it's not about holding me in contempt. It's about coming after President Donald Trump. And sadly, that's what tonight's vote was all about.
Is there, I mean, you've. Are you still cooperating? I mean, you initially said you would cooperate. Is there any regret? Is there any decision there by you?
We tried to help and accommodate our the attorneys I had working with me worked on non-privileged information. We said all along we were going to protect the president's executive privilege. We continue to do so. We will continue to do that. We think that it's a decision that the courts need to weigh in on. Obviously, Congress thinks that I should waive the executive privilege. It's not mine to waive. And so we're going to honor President Trump's executive privilege claim until the courts tell us different.
Well, I want you to hear Liz Cheney, because this is so incredibly bizarre that Liz Cheney claims to be a conservative, claims to be a Republican, but she will probably be drummed out of the core. She is primaried, and she will probably lose her primary. But last night, she before this January 6th commission, explained why Mark Meadows is being held in contempt of Congress. This is cut number 6, by the way. Liz Cheney, who is the vice chair, let's just call her the vice chair of this January 6th commission. She is a turncoat. She is not to be trusted. Let's listen to Liz Cheney.
Mr. Meadows received numerous text messages, which he has produced without any privilege claim, imploring that Mr. Trump take the specific action we all knew his duty required. These text messages leave no doubt the White House knew exactly what was happening here at the Capitol. Members of Congress, the press, and others wrote to Mark Meadows as the attack was underway. One text Mr. Meadows received said, quote, "We are under siege here at the Capitol." Another, quote, "They have breached the Capitol." In a third, "Mark, protesters are literally storming the Capitol, breaking windows on doors, rushing in. Is Trump going to say something?" A fourth, "There's an armed standoff at the House chamber door." And another from someone inside the Capitol, "We are all helpless." Dozens of texts, including from Trump administration officials, urged immediate action by the president. Quote, "POTUS has to come out firmly and tell the protesters to dissipate. Someone is going to get killed." In another, "Mark, he needs to stop this now." A third, in all caps, "Tell them to go home." Indeed, according to the records, multiple Fox News hosts knew the president needed to act immediately. They texted Mr. Meadows, and he has turned over those texts. Quote, "Mark, the president needs to tell people in the Capitol to go home. This is hurting all of us. He is destroying his legacy," Laura Ingraham wrote. "Please get him on TV, destroying everything you have accomplished," Brian Kilmeade texted. Quote, Can he make a statement? Ask people to leave the Capitol, Sean Hannity urged. Meadows responded, quote, I'm pushing it hard. I agree. Still, President Trump did not immediately act. Donald Trump Jr. texted again and again, urging action by the president. Quote, we need an Oval Office address. He has to lead now. It has gone too far and gotten out of hand, end quote.
There you have it, Liz Cheney, on why Mark Meadows is being held in contempt of Congress. They'll be voting on that soon. They are debating it even as we speak. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. What you think of what Mark Meadows did. There are reports that he has fallen out of favor with the former president because he literally volunteered. He offered up these emails, and he didn't have to. They could have been subpoenaed. And he could have, acceded to the subpoena, but he actually offered it without subpoena. Very bizarre. Stay where you are. Here's the phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Across Nevada, we're paying more for almost everything. Turn on the news and you can hear why.
All this government spending is fueling a surge in inflation.
Americans are seeing higher prices on everything from gas to groceries.
You've got the middle class being absolutely torched.
Even President Biden admits it's out of control.
Do you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas?
But now, Washington liberals are demanding trillions more in wasteful spending. Listen.
Democrats still divided whether to spend another $1.75 trillion.
This is an inflation acceleration bill.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has already voted for $3.1 trillion in spending just this year. Now you're paying higher prices on almost everything you buy. Tell Senator Cortez Masto inflation is killing us. Stop the reckless spending. Call her at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose the House Reconciliation Bill. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who have experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music have taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me, years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve Hearing Aids from Starkey. They are compact, discreet, behind-the-ear computers. The technology just blows me away. Don't put it off. Call right now. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business. especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
A reminder that this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Facebook in the news again, and gentleman Jim Dallas, as he always seems to be right smack dab in the middle of this thing. What do you have for us? This whole Facebook thing and opinion and warning labels, it's just it's getting very tiresome.
Yeah, a lot of people are familiar, especially our audience here. Of course, they're very sophisticated. They know who John Stossel is. He's been around for a long time. He's a famous libertarian. You've seen him on Fox. You've probably seen him on liberal channels too. But he is going through the court process right now, suing Meta or Facebook, whatever name you want to attach to it. Mark Zuckerberg's company, and basically they have admitted in court, Meta, Facebook has admitted to a court that they are not necessarily the arbiters of truth. What they are doing is whenever they label something fake news or the fact checkers come in, they are basically sharing their opinion. And what's really got them going here is John Stossel was writing on Meta Facebook about climate change and how it's a big hoax. Well, the quote-unquote fact checkers came in and said that that was fake news, and they have just basically admitted that it's their opinion versus Stossel's opinion. There is no fact here. Stossel doesn't have facts. He's just opinion, and they at Meta Facebook are just opinion. That's a pretty telling, I guess, a little bit of honesty from these people. What do you think?
Well, and here's the deal. Have the courts ruled on this yet? I mean, is this a court ruling, or where are we coming up with this?
No, it's testimony in court.
Yeah.
So the
court will determine and separate truth from fiction,
right,
we hope.
Right. And what Stossel is doing, he's saying, hey, I'm a public figure. I'm out there. I'm a consumer advocate. You are trying to ruin my reputation. And then that's where the Section 230 problem comes in for defamation. And that's what he's trying to get across is, wait a minute, you are defaming me. I am a consumer advocate. I'm telling you that climate change is a bunch of phooey, and your fact checkers come in and say that's not true. Well, they're just sharing their opinion.
Yeah.
And the head of Meta Facebook has admitted to as much. So I think that's pretty telling that when it is in a courtroom, they are saying, hey, we're just opinion makers too.
Well, the ultimate question, though, is what is the court going to rule? And is it going to rule in Stossel's area, or are they going to rule for Facebook? If they rule against Facebook, the rules of the game, I think, will have changed. I don't know what the, you know, if this is going to be a narrow decision that comes down or a broad decision that's going to be for courts all across the country. Don't know. But the one thing I do know is that if indeed you say, hey, it's your opinion versus his opinion and everybody's equal, well, then the rules of the game have just changed. So we'll be tracking this one. John Stossel, a guy that, he's been on ABC and has been
around for a long, long time.
He's been around forever. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll take you right up to 3 o'clock. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming up at 3 o'clock. We got a bunch of stuff still to do. Dr. Fred Simon will join us, Republican governor candidate. And Paul Enos. We'll talk about whether gifts we'll get from point A to point B being under your tree. Paul Enos will tell us that. He's the CEO of Nevada Trucking. And Scott Hammond, state senator, Nevada District 18, he is going to join us as well. So we got a busy, busy afternoon for you. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the program, Dr. Fred